Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hello and welcome back to our podcast. This week we'll be continuing our series on building a purpose-driven life, the keys to designing a purpose-driven life. Last week we start off our discussion as to why this is necessary and the foundation of a purpose-driven life. And some of the points that we looked on in terms of that you were chosen to do it. The second reason is that when you're designing a purpose-driven life, you'll be working for God and not for humans. Fourth reason is that you'll be alert. And the last one is that you won't be worried about life. Our core scripture comes from 1 Timothy 4 verse 16, and it says, "Focus on your life and your teaching. Continue to do what I've told you. If you do this, you will save yourself and others." This week, we want to dive a little bit deeper in terms of six areas that you want to focus on when you're designing your purpose-driven life. So let us begin. One, your decisions. According to 2 Chronicles 19 verse 6, he told the judges, pay attention to what you're doing. So what is it that he's saying is that when you're designing a purpose-driven life, you have to be intentional with your decisions. Everything should be based on a standard. And our standard as believers is the word. So what is it that we want to do is that everything that we are set out to do, every career move, every relationship that we want to enter into, every transaction should be based on biblical principles. Is it going to benefit you? Is it something that God wants you to do? Or is it something that you should walk away from? Are you making this decision based on your integrity? Or is it that you're motivated by greed? So these are some of the things that you'll want to examine in terms of your decision making, your motive, what exactly you want to do, and is God pleased with what you're about to do? So that's the first reason, your decisions. Your decision making will ensure that you will either walk a familiar path, or is it that you will receive blessing and life, according to Jeremiah 6 verse 16, which says, stand at the crossroads and look at the familiar path, and then look at the path that leads to blessing and one, and there you will find your place of rest. The second reason you want to look on, or the second area when you're designing your purpose-driven life, is the actions of those around you. So here's the thing. Mark 13 verse 9 says, be on your guard. People will hand you over to the Jewish courts and whip you in their synagogues. You will stand in front of governors and kings to testify to them because of me. So because of your decisions that you'll make, not everybody will agree with your decisions. Some persons will walk away from you just because of the decisions that you are making. But you have to remember that you're designing a life based on purpose. It's a life that is driven by fulfilling your calling as a believer and as a person. And not everybody will agree with where you're going, because you're not going on the familiar path. You're going on a different direction that may not be what the common person may choose. So your choices may affect your relationships, but you have to be aware of those around you, because sometimes the choices of your friends, family members, and others will prevent you or block you from progressing or fulfilling your purpose. So these are some things you need to think about. The third area that you need to focus on is your thought pattern. Luke 21, 34 says, make sure that you don't become drunk, hungover, and worried about life. Then that day won't catch you by surprise. So listen, what you want to be doing at this point is examining what you're thinking about consistently. Are you trying to make a decision about going forward? And when you think about worrying, it will never add anything to your life and it will never solve your problem. That's to go back to our first area in terms of your decisions. Are you making decisions based on the word? And is it that the decisions that you have made or about to make, you're either afraid of making them, you're afraid of the result, or you're not sure what to do and you're in a problem and you need help? And when you sit and think about all of these things, you become worried, you'll become stuck, and you'll never progress based on where you're going. So you have a decision now to make in terms of what exactly are you going to do about this problem. Are you going to seek help? Are you going to pray about it and study the word to make the decision yourself? Or is it that you're going to just do nothing, which is actually making a decision in the end of the run? But look at what the scripture is saying. Make sure that you don't become drunk and hungover, worried about life. So it's a warning to tell her that, hey, when you're making decisions, don't really dwell on it too long. Don't worry about it. Don't get hungover or drunk, meaning that don't become intoxicated in your thoughts about it. Because the result is that day, or there's a day when you really need to make the decision to move forward or seize an opportunity, it will catch you by surprise. And trust me, you don't want to miss an opportunity that can help you move forward with your purpose. The fourth thing is that those who work with you, your co-workers, team members, mentees, church members, you want to focus on these persons, who exactly you're working with. And Acts 20 verse 28 says, pay attention to yourselves and the entire flock in which the Holy Spirit has placed you as bishops to be shepherds for God's church, which he has acquired with his own blood. So focus on what he's really saying is, and focus on the needs of those around you. So if you're designing your purpose-driven life, what exactly are you going to contribute to the community that you're a part of? Your job, your church, your community, your family. What are the contributions that you want to make that you can help to meet the needs based on your resources, whether it be information, your time, or you're going to give money or whatever. So ensure that you focus on those areas. Focus on the persons that you work with so you can make a valuable contribution to the team and towards the goal that you're working towards. Number five is that your interactions with others. How are you interacting with others? And according to 1 Corinthians 3 verse 10, after all, no one can lay any other foundation than the one that is already laid, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. What is the foundation that you are building on? How are you interacting with others? How are you building those relationships to help you live that purpose-driven life? Whether that be that relationship with your children, with your spouse, co-workers, other family members, and friends. How are you interacting with these people in your life that will help enhance your purpose? And it may sound selfish that you're thinking about yourself, but really and truly, you have to build you so you can build others. And paying attention to your interaction will help you to be more intentional with how you relate to people in general. The last one is that your actions. Pay attention to your actions. What exactly are you doing? And 2 Chronicles 19 verse 6, where we read that scripture earlier, is that pay attention to what you're doing. So you must also be aware of the moves that you're making, where you're going, your decisions that you have made, the things that you have been implementing or doing in your life right now. Are you pleased with what you're doing? Are they getting the results that you want to get? And are your actions pleasing to God? Does it have God approval? Whatever it is that you're doing now, whatever it is that you're working on now, whatever is it that you're involved with now, are your actions pleasing to God? So these are six keys, six areas that you can focus on when you're building your purpose-driven life. So let's go back over them again. First one is your decisions. The actions of those around you is number two. Your thought pattern is that you focus on when you're building your purpose-driven life. Those you work with, your team members, persons, the community that you're a part of is important to pay attention to. You must also pay attention to your interaction with others, because your interaction with others is very important when you're building a purpose-driven life. And the last one is your actions. Pay attention to your actions. These six areas will help you to build that purpose-driven life that you want to live. A life that is fulfilling, a life that is pleasing to God because you're doing everything intentional. So that's it for this week. I hope you had a blessed week. Continue to look out for our series. If you have any comments or questions, just let me know. You can find me on Instagram at Andre Remla, on Twitter at Andre Palmer. You can shoot me a question. We can talk, we can interact, and we can share about designing a purpose-driven life. You can also find all the podcasts on the website remlaministries.com, and we can continue on this journey of building a relationship with Christ. Something to think about: what are the things that you're doing? Are they lining up with your purpose? Are you fulfilled by the decisions that you have made up to this point? And what are the decisions that you're going to make that will affect your future? Something to think about this week. And until next week, until we meet again as we continue this series on designing a purpose-driven life, I'm Andre Palmer. One love and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by remlaministries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.